This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I hammered this for 3 years, and Ted Cruz and Rand Paul went and looked into it. They discovered that we were acting as Al-Qaeda's air force in Syria and Libya, and said no more. It's admitted Libya is totally trash now under Al-Qaeda control. Women are wearing burqas, being sexually mutilated. The West isn't really fighting the Somali Al-Qaeda folks. They're only fighting one group of them. They're letting them take over Kenya. And Obama's cousin, Odinga, is bringing them in. And the Kenyans' answer is, we're just going to arm our general public. And then Obama tries to get involved, saying, no, 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 don't arm the Kenyans. See, the head of Interpol says, no, it's time to arm the public against Muslim radicals. And our government says, no, no, at the UN. Even Interpol wants to arm people. See, there are good people in the system, folks. And let me tell you, it's scary when you're in a shopping mall and they come kill 65 people, women and children, get them down on the ground and say, are you a Muslim? No. Boom, you're dead. So, I'm going to explain this. Al-Qaeda and the Caliphate is a secret army of Saudi Arabia. And now they think we're so stupid, it's sitting in plain view. Here's the Belfast Telegraph, mainstream newspaper. Iraq crisis, Sunni caliphate has been bankrolled by Saudi Arabia. Bush and Blair said Iraq was a war on Islamic fascism. They lost. People can get part of it, they don't get it all. It's so obvious, but so over the top. I'm going to explain this again. It's on Wikipedia with links to the British Army Museum. This is not debated. This is mainline history if you study Middle Eastern history in the 20th century. In 1901, the British Empire openly funded Saudi Arabia to try to push out the Turks. What was left of the Ottomans. By the 1930s, you had Saudi Arabia founded and it had even taken over other countries. Okay? Boom. That's all this is, period. And they're going to use Iraq as a base to attack Europe and everybody else, and then our criminal leaders are going to use the Al-Qaeda attacks to take us over. That's the deal. You attack us, we then will let you take over. When they flew 40,000 of them out in the airlift of evil, CBS News, Times of London, and paid them in gold bars. When they did that, it was to destabilize Pakistan. I have had Major General Hamid Ghul on that will not talk to anyone else in the West. In fact, it's time to get Ghul on ASAP. And he said, my analysis is 100% correct. Former head of Pakistani intelligence. He ran Al-Qaeda against the Russians. He said, absolutely, it now works for the West, and absolutely, they're taking all these countries down, and they're destabilizing Pakistan. So you hear, oh, we're bombing to fight Al-Qaeda in Pakistan. No, that's any of their enemies. Secular, Wahhabist, Shiite, they don't care. You just hear, oh, another drone strike. And they have headlines like, we don't care who we kill. We don't even know who we're killing. It's just meant to destabilize the countries. In fact, when there's drone strikes, it destabilizes the secular government of Pakistan as the radicals aren't sophisticated enough, just like Americans, to go, wait a minute, you know, the radicals work for the globalists. No, 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 they're following the radicals who then say, we need to overthrow this government. The Pakistanis work with the Americans while they drone attack us. See, to drive them into the arms of Al-Qaeda. Do you understand this is cloak and dagger stuff, folks? British Special Forces caught dressed as Arab terrorists. Remember the BBC reported on that? Staging terror attacks, posing as Sunnis to attack Shiites to get a civil war going. Okay? Just like they're funding Nazis to overthrow Ukraine in a proxy war. And then when the Russians respond, They want a war with Russia. See, it's proxy war. It's World War III, people. And they're turning al-Qaeda loose worldwide. And it's hiding in plain view. Saudi Arabia brags about it.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality, from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say, is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
To start a lot of hours with this now, saying I feel like I'm in an episode of Outer Limits or The Twilight Zone. Over 100,000 American contractors are in Iraq. 200 of them are surrounded by jihadists now. That's up on InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com. Oil prices are soaring right now. There's an exodus of 800,000 refugees, the UN says. Christians are on the run in Iraq. Medieval Sharia law imposed. Christians are being lined up and shot in the back of the head. There's video of this. They are flying the flags of Al-Qaeda, Saudi Arabia, and the Iraq, quote, caliphate. These are Wahhabists. And they are in brand new SUV Mercedes and Toyotas with heavy rockets and machine guns and rocket launchers. And you can look at the photos and the video. They are chanting bin Laden, and they were funded in the West and given bases to attack Syria. And the media thinks you're so dumb, the general public, that you can't find it on a map, that you don't know the difference between a Shiite and a Sunni, And this is it, folks. I mean, it is on. In fact, mainstream media is allowed to show it. Every time we show beheadings or people being killed, you know, they'll try to knock us off YouTube and stuff, and I reach tens of millions every week on that. But you can go see the videos for yourself. I'm going to do a special report after the radio today. They'll be on the nightly news, and I am sick to my stomach right now. The globalists are creating a worldwide crisis to play governments off against each other. There are no more nations. There are no more countries, in their view. They're dissolving the last vestiges of it. They're getting rid of our health care system. They've been the best in the world. They're bringing in death care on record. What you see at the VA with the death list, the secret death list, now confirmed. Evil is unlimited when we have no standards. It's because no one has been held accountable for Fast and Furious, Benghazi, Solyndra, all these criminal wars, lying to go into Iraq when it was Saudi Arabia that they said attacked us. And then we go attack the arch enemy of Saudi Arabia at the time, even above Iran, was Saddam Hussein, who had been a CIA officer in 58, trained as an army captain, committed assassinations in Iraq, overthrew the government, was made president in 1979. This is all on record. Was given $40 billion to attack the Iranians. Was told to invade Kuwait by the CIA. They said, yo, you're our proxy army, you invade, to pay us the money back. When he invaded, they went on the news, called him Sodom, which means Sodom and Gomorrah. All the Arabs heard that. All the Muslims heard that, as he was calling him a Sodomite. Our president was calling him, you know, anal sex Saddam. I mean, that's what it translates to. You know, infidel Saddam. And so they destroy that country, kill over a million Iraqis. And then now the final plan. Go back in 2003, wreck the whole place, bring in Monsanto. 5 million Iraqis have left the country, over a million dead. This is incredible. We're going to shift gears into something we can do something about here in a moment. But the public's total ignorance of this, and now the country, Baghdad falling, the government falling, because it's full of globalist appointed people who've been paid off with the $80 billion and $100 bills that have been flown in there. They're all being told, stand down, leave, just like the Vichy French stood down for Hitler. 90%+, some estimates are, of the general staff stood down and became the new leaders of France. See, no one knows history, so they're doomed to repeat it. This is an internal takedown operation. How do you think the globalists took over America? They took it over by paying off the politicians and putting their people in over the last 50 years. Same thing. That's why they're so hard to beat, folks. The Federal Reserve isn't federal. It's the IMF and the World Bank. We've had their own insiders like John Perkins come on, the economic hitman. And if he couldn't bring them down, they sent in hit teams to kill people. Hit teams to kill leaders that don't take the payoff. You will have a carpet of gold or a carpet of bombs. They are turning the whole Middle East and Africa over to Al-Qaeda now to murder Christians en masse. The UN admits it. 300,000 dead, 200,000 of them Christians in the oldest Christian community after Israel in the world. That is Syria. You think it's bad to arm Al-Qaeda to attack and kill Christians in Syria? Folks, they're killing every Christian they find. That's in mainstream news today. And I don't care if it's a Muslim they kill or a Christian. It's just that our government is funding people and giving them weapons. Those weapons are U.S., NATO, Saudi Arabian, Qatari, French and British, and I'll bet money there's British special forces and Saudi Arabian special forces. I've got mainstream articles right here from 2006 where they caught British intelligence dressed up like Al-Qaeda killing Shiites. Remember that in Basra? Folks, put it up on screen for them. We can pull that article up. You just type in British commandos, freed from jail. They sent tanks into the jail to get them back from the Iraqi army. British commandos caught dressed up like Arabs. I've got it right here. British special forces caught dressed up as Arab terrorists. See, it's the same story, folks. They had Saudi Arabia already take over half the Middle East, 1901 to 1931. Now they're going to take everything over and most of Africa. They're the secret army. Everybody knows the CIA founded the modern Al-Qaeda. Folks, it's beyond that, okay? Now, for the balance of the hour, we're very honored to have him. We're also going to get an interview with him. He's got the time for the nightly news while he's here. I read his book a few weeks ago when I was on vacation. My dad, who's a oral surgeon but also had a background in chemistry and worked at cancer facilities like MD Anderson before he changed careers and decided to become a dentist because my mom got pregnant. It was a quicker career path. Epigenetics, the death of genetic theory of disease transmission. My dad said this is all just mainline science. It's been known for decades, but none of it's implemented. And he said this is completely groundbreaking, though, that it's all been put together and that he was involved in so much animal testing, but not mean animal testing, humane animal testing, by feeding animals the trace elements and things they needed versus the ones that weren't getting it when he was a top zoologist veterinarian. I'm not going to reintroduce all that today with Dr. Wallach, but the book is by Joel D. Wallach, B.S., D.V.M., N.D., and also by Ph.D. And others. And we're going to go over all of that today. But it's got three authors. Epigenetics, this could change everybody's lives. Because, yes, genes affect us, but there's switches. And that's the issue. There's nature, but there's also nurture. And so Dr. Joel D. Wallach is here with us. The book is available at InfoWarsStore.com. So you get valuable information. And you also support everything else we're doing for free speech. So find out there. He also heads up Longevity, or is the founder of it, and the researcher. His son heads it up. He's separate from it. And you can find all that at InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com if you want to become a distributor. We're not going to harp on that too much today. This book, forward by Jeffrey S. Bland, Ph.D., is your masterwork. What do they call that? Your magna opus. Great job. Tell folks about the book, and thank you for coming to visit us here in Austin.
Well, thank you so much, Alex. Gosh, what a great introduction. I really, really appreciate that and appreciate being picked up by your dad at the airport. What a great guy. First time I met him, just super, super.
Well, he works with us full time now.
Yeah.
Obamacare, he was managing over 20 dental offices and medical facilities, and he went ahead and stopped doing that.
Well, you got a great man there. You just really enjoyed him from the airport. Thank you.
Thank you.
But, yeah, the book represents 40 years of collecting information, plus my own personal research with universities, the National Institutes of Health, the National Science Foundation. And, by the way, when it comes to care of animals, I'm one of the five authors of the Animal Welfare Act of 1964 to protect animals from cruelty because medical doctors, when they have laboratory animals on experiments, they'd go away with the weekend and they wouldn't pay anybody to clean up after them and feed them and water them. And they would eat each other, cannibalize each other over the weekends. And it would make up data to finish the experiment because the animals had eaten each other because they didn't take care of them. So I wrote this Animal Welfare Act, which has passed in 1964, has been in place since then. So I'm very proud of that.
And I've had your lawyers on that are some of the most famous lawyers out there. You are responsible and Longevity for most of the big cases keeping supplements legal. I mean, literally, people ought to be kissing your butt. But most folks don't even know. People don't know who Chuck Yeager is now. They just don't know anything.
Mm. Well, yeah, Jonathan Emore, the lawyer, he actually helped us sue the FDA 8 times in federal court. We prevailed every time. In one case, we actually went up to the Supreme Court, and they signed off on the suit, and we won it by default. So very proud of those things. And because of that, we have folic acid in prenatal vitamins to prevent spina bifida now.
That was your discovery.
That was it. And then also, we got the ability to say you can prevent stroke and coronary thrombosis and pulmonary embolism by supplementing with omega-3 essential fatty acids. I got that one through a lawsuit.
This is too important. Skip the network break. Keep going.
Okay. And then the one I really love is you can prevent cancer by supplementing with selenium. And they just fought tooth and nail to keep that.
But finally, they admit that.
Well, they didn't admit it, but the federal judge gave it to us. Okay.
But I mean, in mainline medical literature, they now admit that.
Well, yes.
I mean, they admit if you don't have this, you're going to get this. I mean, your genes, your body needs this.
Well, you said it exactly right, Alex. And that's the whole.
I read your book.
You said exactly right. That you can have the greatest genes in the world, but if you don't give them the raw materials, and your dad and I had this great discussion about the minerals that are necessary as cofactors and catalysts for the genes to work, for the DNA to work, for the RNA to work, you can have DNA that will get you to live to be 200 in a healthful way. But if you're not getting these cofactors, you might die at 48 of a heart attack, even though you have the potential, the capacity to get to.
And that's been proven by the marathon runners are some of the shortest lived people because they're not getting the minerals.
Exactly. And they sweat out what they do get.
Yeah, they're drinking three minerals, not all of the dozens more they need.
That's right. The sports drinks that they use preferentially because of advertisement has two minerals in it. The next one has six minerals. Our Rebound has 100 nutrients in it, including 77 minerals.
And now it's the hottest thing in the NBA.
Exactly. NBA, the hockey leagues in Canada, the United States, the soccer leagues. And we have the Harlem Globetrotters, the entire team uses it. The the team from Colorado, the Denver Nuggets, the entire team uses this stuff. And so we're very, very excited about this because they're setting the example. It's very tragic. We have about 10,000 kids under the age of 18 who drop dead suddenly each year.
Playing basketball.
Almost all basketball players.
And they kept wondering why, and then it's just...
It's a selenium deficiency. They get cardiomyopathy, heart attacks.
The heart needs a selenium. It's electrochemical. It runs out of gas. Zip.
Exactly. And it causes sudden death. And I went to China and actually did 1,700 autopsies on kids under the age of 10 that died in Qishan province from this disease. Got it published. And it was for other things, but for cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy, which are more stories. But so all these... pieces of information are in this book, Epigenetics, and it teaches people how to maximize their life.
Well, I mean, our genetics are the same as they were 50 years ago. Why is breast cancer up 3,000%? No one we know there's glyphosate. We're not getting the proper minerals. I mean, it's real simple. But they never want to discuss why all these diseases are off the chart. You know the story of Ted Anderson's dad had Alzheimer's.
Oh, yes.
And then he literally came back, knew who he was, could go fishing, had short-term, long-term memory. And the doctor said, hey, you got vitamin K in your blood. Are you eating spinach? You're not supposed to be doing that. I have you on Coumadin, so you won't have strokes. And ordered him off, and they followed the order, and his dad didn't know who he was in a month. I mean, that's literally like sacrificing yourself. And I have the authorization to tell the story, so I tell it, where people do what the doctor tells them.
Well, you've got your finger on the pulse of what is happening. I just really appreciate you so much because of that. I think you're probably the most well-informed person in America. And you're exactly right. Doctors just look at charts, and I used to think they're criminals, but I think they're just ignorant. And
they have dead doctors don't lie. Your syndicated radio program. Tell us about that. I mean, that doesn't lie. They don't live too long.
Well, the average lifespan, Alex, of a medical doctor is 56. Why would anybody want to listen to somebody whose average lifespan is 56 to learn how to live to be 100 and healthy?
I want to listen to an old black lady in East Texas who lived to be 106 because she ate clay out of her backyard every week.
She was getting minerals, wasn't she?
Yeah, I mean, those old black women, they go, you see them to this day, and other people now copy them, and they sell it. And as you know, and that's they go, and they smell it, they taste it, and they get the clay out of the clay banks. And just like you'll catch pregnant women, you know, wanting clay, wanting dirt. That's because what do deer go? They'll go and find dirt that has salt and minerals and start eating it. That's what mammals do.
You're exactly right. And, of course, the Indian nations, Alex, used to fight wars over clay beds because they knew that their women would be fertile, they'd have normal births, that children would be born without birth defects if these women got access to the clay. It was very, very important for the survival of their nations. And we got into trouble. We know the exact moment that happened. It was at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street in New York City. Our health ended in America. And at that moment, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street in New York City, Thomas Edison pulled the switch on the first commercial electric generating plant. Within 10 years, Alex, every industrialized nation switched from wood as the universal fuel to electricity. What happened was we no longer had the source of trace minerals and major minerals that we've been using for nutritional supplements for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, which was wood ashes, which we'd been putting in the garden. Well, now we went to electricity. We didn't have the wood ashes anymore, so we lost that source. We dammed up the river to make more electricity and stop the flooding, so we didn't have the silt being reimpregnated into the fields every year when the river flooded. Stopped that. After 25 years of the plant sucking the minerals out of the soil, we had to go to chemical fertilizers just to get yields and growth.
That then killed the microbes.
You got it. No nutrition, no microbes, and that's why America is sick. And
now, look at that incredible chain reaction that's on record. Hmm. That's in your book. The book's just, you can't put it down, folks. Every page is like that with all the footnotes. Mm. When you know history, it's even more intriguing because you know it's true. It's just like, oh, my gosh, this is incredible. Think of all the GMO and all the stuff we're doing now, what the chain reactions of that are going to be.
Well, you have no defenses because you don't have any nutrition unless you're supplementing with the 90.
Which is in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine.
Exactly.
2.0.
You got a 2.0. That's my favorite. The 2.0, you're getting all 90 essential nutrients. And if you don't have those things, you cannot protect yourself against all the chemicals in our environment and our food. You just can't do it.
Well, I've been doing Beyond Tangy Tangerine now, the 2.0, for about 3 years, 4 years, and it's been life-changing for me. I mean, I was really unhealthy. I'm still not as good as I should be, but it's been a big reversal. I've turned the ship around. I've lost over 50-plus pounds now. I've got more energy than I ever had, and it is all the supplementation. And the other supplements I took, I didn't know they were chemical. I didn't know they were synthetic. I didn't understand why they weren't working. And so I was like, I'm not going to take supplements. But when I use the longevity products at InfoWarsHealth.com or when I use the InfoWarsLife.com products that we've developed, you know, it's simple, but it's pure. It's organic. It's supercharged. And I'm literally high as a kite on life now.
Well, you're high as a kite. I've never seen anybody with as much energy as you have. I want to do what you're doing.
Oh, one cup of coffee a day now. So.
Well, of course, we're a coffee company, too, so we love coffee. And I'm very excited that...
It has a lot of health benefits, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Coffee itself has been shown to reduce risk of Parkinson's disease, rheumatoid arthritis. And so there's tremendous health benefits of coffee because of the antioxidants in the coffee. Coffee's an herb. Wonderful stuff. We love it. Ours, of course, is Java Fit. Great... coffee, and we bought our own plantations now in Nicaragua. And so we know they're organic because we make sure they're organic. And we built schools there for the kids, for all the people who work the plantations. They're fair trade. They're all organic. And our coffee is just going crazy.
Awesome. Let's expand on the documentation in the book. I mean, just go through it chapter by chapter if you can. This is the one book everybody needs to read.
Absolutely. Of course, people have to appreciate, Alex, that the halls of science are filled with failed medical theories. Thousands of failed medical theories over the years.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt again, and I want them to turn my mic off because I'm just going to say this. This is what's so powerful here. Mm-hmm. This isn't even just about epigenetics. You assault the cult and all the other failed cults and prove that it's a failed cult, and if we don't turn it around, we're dead. Break it down.
Okay. Well, the important part, the reason why people have to spend the time to read the book and do what it asks them to do is because our children are not going to live as long as us. Our children are the first generation that experts say will not live as long as their parents. And that's because there's no nutrition in the food, and they're following the false precepts of the medical system. Now, you go back to the beginning of time, when things were written down in hieroglyphics and stone art and things, doctors and physicians and philosophers and shamans and sorcerers believed that disease was caused by evil spirits. And the way to protect yourself was to burn goats to the evil spirits and make them happy, and then they'd look kindly upon you.
And the Greeks thought spontaneous generation, maggots, just came out of meat.
That's exactly right, spontaneous generation. And then another one was the four humors. And if they didn't, black bile, yellow bile, phlegm, and blood, and if you were sick, that means they were out of balance. And they invented bloodletting about 2,000 years ago. They killed our first president, George Washington, who had dodged all the bullets from the British. And
the father of psychiatry killed him.
Yeah, exactly. Killed him by bloodletting. And they still did bloodletting in America up until 1920. Now, here comes one that just, I've been looking for this for 35 years, and I found it, Alex. And that is the first scientific article that showed that saturated fats were unhealthy and the vegetable oils and the unsaturated fats, olive oil, coconut oil, were healthy. I've looked for 35 years, and I finally found it 2 months ago in a 2-full-page article in the Wall Street Journal. They did research, 2 full pages. The story goes back to 1901. There's a German scientist by the name of Wilhelm Narman who invented a machine lubricant for big factories. He made it out of cottonseed oil and also using a little cofactor called copper to turn it into a solid. And they couldn't sell it as soap because people were making soap. And so Procter & Gamble bought it from him and sold it as a food called Crisco. And they killed animal fats, butter and cream, and lard to sell Crisco.
And they had propagandists like Eber Bernays come out and demonize it. We're going to come back and talk about that. This is amazing how they changed the markets and how they manipulated humanity.
Yes.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I get excited, ladies and gentlemen, because words are like violence that break the silence. And words may mess up something happening with lovers, but words give meaning to our society and our world, and they are what will defeat corruption, fraud, and ignorance. And what Dr. Wallach is getting into here today is the cult-like false science. There's a lot of good stuff if your leg's broken or, you know, you've got a subdermal hematoma. Medical doctors are great. But now even what we know is medical doctors are turning into state-run, computerized people that just do what the death panels tell them. And notice now there's death panels at the VA. All that was real. We know how this works. The rationing, all of it. That's why we better do something here, ladies and gentlemen. We had better get as healthy as we can. And I don't care how unhealthy you are. You're usually not too far gone in my experience. and you can start reversing what's happened. And I've done it in my own life. People can see the difference. I mean, I weigh 277 pounds, and I've gotten down to 220-something. I want to go down to 185 like I used to be. But it's a process, and it's happening, even with my off-the-chart stressful life. Even with only getting to exercise sometimes once or twice a week, I was exercising 7 days a week 4 or 5 years ago trying to lose weight. It wasn't working. Exercise twice a week now. Eat a little bit better. Take the longevity products, InfoWarsHealth.com. Take the Survival Shield, Super Nascent Iodine from the Pure Crystals, the Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It has been so amazing for me. And you've heard the rave reviews. So please, you're also supporting the free speech operation, everything else we do, when you visit InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsHealth.com. And you can also go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's the place to go if you want to be a distributor and get discounts from your distributor. It's like $10 to sign up. And sign up and get free auto shipping there at InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsLife.com, and then get free shipping. You can go there and find the book, Epigenetics, The Death of the Greatest Theory of Disease Transmission. And you can also, when you're a member of InfoWarsHealth.com, go to the speaking events with Dr. Wallach, many of the events that he's at. You're speaking tonight in Dallas. Might be too late for that. I'm told most of these are sold out. But how do folks go to that? Some of them are free events. Some of them are paid events. When you got a hotel and a dinner, obviously you got to pay for that. But what's going on in Dallas, some of the other speaking engagements you're on, and I want to give you the floor to really go through the book with people and give them some of the secrets that weren't secrets 100 years ago so we can really fight back against this sickness system where not the doctors but the brain bugs up top, the Rockefeller-run medicine, they know exactly what they're doing.
You're exactly right. And, of course, the Rockefellers, they go way back to the beginning of 1914, in what was called the Flexner Report. The Rockefellers and the Carnegies paid for a report to be made on all of the various medical schools. There were about 132 medical schools, and they funded 32 of them because they sold the products that the Carnegies and the Rockefellers sold. And they didn't give any money to the other medical schools, so they just dried up and died. They paid legislators at the federal and the state levels to make medical doctors king, if you will. A protective monopoly, self-policing, and they also paid to have all their competition made into third-class citizens who would not be paid by insurance.
Because competition is a sin, as John D. Rockefeller said. I interrupted, though, with a break. Mm-hmm. Going back, finish up with the machine oils,
yes.
What we eat.
Okay, well, yes, the Crisco started out as a machine oil for all these huge factories in Europe and the United States. And Procter & Gamble bought it initially to make soap out of it, and there was resistance from mom and grandmom because they were making their own soap. And so they had to figure out that, you know, we could probably sell more of this stuff, this machine oil, as food than we can as soap. And so they began to sell it as food. They got resistance again because grandma and mom had been using lard and cream and butter for centuries. And so they got Ansel Keys, who's another Nazi sympathizer who was on the board of the American Heart Association.
And of course, the Nazis on record, they weren't going to just conquer the whole world militarily. And I've got to dig out these documents. It's in some documentaries I saw a long time ago and read about as well. They were going to take over with soft kill, where they adulterated the food and water. They put fluoride in to slowly weaken the population they were in control of. They wanted a stealth kill. And in one Nazi document, they described it like, you know, if you wanted to get rid of wild dogs, you would just poison their water hole. And then they'll never know because it's a slow kill, flavorless poison that they were recommending. And so that's why. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. That's all good stuff, Alex. You're right on target. And that's why everybody loves you.
No. Continue, though. Okay. It's just they're so diabolical.
Now, that's the right word. That's the right word. And so Procter & Gamble said we can't sell it as soap. We can't sell it as a machine oil anymore because the main original guys who made it were selling it faster than they could. And so we're going to sell it as food. And they couldn't, they were getting resistance. And so this Ansel Keys, who was on the board of the American Heart Association and on the board of Procter & Gamble, he says, well, let's sell it as a replacement for animal fats. And they came up with an advertising scheme to replace cream and butter and lard with this Crisco, which was a machine oil, And they did. They did it very well. They gave $1.7 million to the American Heart Association. This is part of their written history. They cannot deny it. And they endorsed Crisco as a healthy replacement for animal fats like lard and cream and butter for cooking. And as a result, they have killed more Americans and more Europeans than the Nazis ever thought of doing because of heart disease caused by these oils.
In fact, I've seen some doctors and people looking at the statisticians. They believe that these type of false artificial garbage fats that replaced animal fat and natural plant fats may have killed more than cigarettes.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt about it. We're talking about hundreds of millions of people. Just by mistakes in offices right now, medical doctors in America kill, injure, and infect 15 million Americans every year in their offices.
We had an article of a few years ago that we wrote because it was right there on their site where even the Centers for Disease Control lists doctors killing people as the number three cause of death in the country.
It's actually accidents by doctors. They're number three.
Yeah.
Doctors are number one. Proactively what they do. They killed Andy Rooney. They killed Dick Clark. They killed Neil Armstrong. And they get a walk. They kill these very famous people, very high-profile people. Who kills our top astronaut and gets a walk? If Al-Qaeda would have done that, we'd have sent over drones and blown up baby food factories or something. And here the doctor kills Neil Armstrong, our top astronaut, first guy on the moon, saved two doomed NASA missions. The doctor gets a walk. He creeps off into the dark. Just like all these doctors who are taking care of these
people. Who's Neil Armstrong? Justin Bieber. I mean, people know who Justin Bieber is. They don't know who Neil Armstrong is.
They don't know our top astronaut, Neil Armstrong?
I'm telling you.
First man to walk.
Young people do not know.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd say 30s and unders, literally, they know how to wear different colored socks and act trendy.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're in trouble. Well, that was the one.
Well, there are a lot of young people that are either waking up or they aren't. I want to be clear.
Okay.
Some of the most awake are young people, but there's also trendies. As long as they just say they're trendy and love Obama, everything's fine. Because they think he's a liberal.
Okay.
I think you're a liberal.
Me?
Well, in the Thomas Jefferson vein of freedom and truth and justice and choice.
Oh, yeah.
You're pro Second Amendment, are you?
Oh, yes, sir.
You're pro national sovereignty?
Absolutely.
You're pro medical rights?
Yes, sir. I was a lieutenant colonel in the military, sir.
I know that, but I'm saying. Exactly. So I would call you a classical liberal. I'm just saying the terms don't mean. Like a liberal today, how is it liberal to say that your kids belong to the state? That doesn't sound liberal to me.
Well, okay. Well, I want to go on to one more thing there. The theory that vegetable oils were healthier for you than animals.
Yes, let's get into it.
It was actually the thing that has killed more people than all the Nazis ever thought of, more than any cigarettes. And, of course, doctors just keep plodding on, even though the FDA came out in February of 2012 said get people off of cholesterol-lowering drugs, get their cholesterol back up. Cholesterol-lowering drugs increase your risk of Alzheimer's disease by 100%, type 2 diabetes by 52%. Get them off of statin drugs, and doctors still give them. Well, the next theory that failed was the theory that prions cause mad cow disease and Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. They've never been able to have that proven and transmitted. So they never were able to transmit the disease by taking brains of somebody who died.
What is it really? Yeah, it's a mystery.
It's a copper deficiency.
Yeah.
We actually knew that in 1865. It was a copper deficiency in sheep called enzootic ataxia. When you look at the brain under the microscope of a sheep with enzootic ataxia, it's mad cow disease, it's Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease in people. It's all caused by...
That's right. They just make up a misdiagnosis and make up a new term.
Exactly. And then came the genetics thing. Everything is caused by genetics. We spent trillions of dollars mapping out the human genome. 28 countries were involved. 60 years. The genome was published in 2003. And in March of 2013, the Salk Institute invites James Watson, the guy who got the Nobel Prize for the double helix.
Who also likes Hitler.
Yeah, well, he is a eugenics guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He wants to use eugenics to make the master race.
He says black people aren't humans.
Well, he's the master race guy. Right.
But he's loved by the liberal, the fake liberals.
The fake liberals.
Yes.
Okay. Well, they ask him, okay, what diseases are going to be cured now? You've gone 60 years. You've mapped out the human genome. There has not been a single disease that's been cured or prevented with genetics. Which one are there? And he gets up in front of this illustrious crowd of Nobel Prize winners and heads of departments of genetics in medical schools. And he says, all the experiments we've done over the last 60 years are irrelevant. We're not going to cure cancer, diabetes, or any other diseases by sequencing genes and coming up with genetically engineered genes. It's not going to happen because none of it's genetic. It's all what he called chemistry, biochemistry, a.k.a. nutrition. And all the reporters ran out of the room. They called their editors. Their editors talked to the medical schools. The medical said, oh, he's an old man. We got 850 genetic screens.
And by the way, here I am discrediting him. He did get the Watson Trust, another family, the IBM folks, to fund him. They funded the Nazi machines, all of it. I mean, he is a big eugenicist. But the point is, he did, at Cold Springs Harbor, develop most of the sequencing. He is smart when it comes to that. And he's saying, yes, we've got to have the obvious. I mean, look. Look, it isn't bad genetics that I have to have oxygen to live. If I get strangled to death or I die and my car runs into a lake, they don't say he had bad genes because his lungs couldn't handle the water. It was that I'm not designed to breathe water. I'm designed to breathe oxygen.
Correct.
I mean, it's like if I smoke three packs of cigarettes a day, it's not that I'm genetically predisposed to lung cancer. It's that it's bad for me. And it flips on. You know, things in my body that makes my body start malfunctioning. Basically, is that what it is?
You're exactly right. And there's two pieces. Number one, if you're missing the cofactors, essentially the nutrients, minerals, vitamins, amino acids, fatty acids, which put you in a very fragile state. You cannot even exist in your environment you're designed for. And then you throw in these toxins that have been created by these monsters of the industry called the pharmaceutical industry. And, of course, that's how we got paid for the war debt in the Second World War. Reparations, where we got all of the pharmaceutical companies, which were not publicly traded companies when they were in Germany. They were all Nazis. They were supporting Hitler in the war, and they were privately owned. We're talking about Bayer and Pfizer.
Yeah, Germany was dominating chemicals and pharmacological. Yeah. They dominated.
Exactly. And so we took them as payment for the war debt, turned them into publicly traded companies.
Even kept their original heads.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, many of the doctors.
Mengele's family headed up a bunch of that.
Yeah.
That's why he was allowed to go.
And he lived, he died as an old man in his bed in South America.
Did you hear they just dug up thousands of Irish children in England at an orphanage that they were killing in vaccine studies, and they threw them in a septic tank in the back?
Yes, and I was...
And they're not even getting in trouble.
Well, Alex, I was in Canada in March of this year. Canadians, everybody loves Canadians because they're supposed to be nice people, right? Well, they had what they called the resident school system, where they were taking all the Indian children... the native Canadians, if you will, saying, look, to the parents, they're starving, you're not educating them, we'll take them, we'll feed them, we'll educate them, we'll send them back as doctors and lawyers and engineers. And the parents were starving. Here, please take our kids and feed them and educate them, send them back. Well, they just found a mass grave near a Catholic church in Canada.
Oh, we've had them on. They keep finding
50,000 bodies of children.
Oh, my
God. Using an experiment. 50,000 bodies. I was there.
Wow.
Wow,
we need to get those guys back on. Like 5 years ago, they'd find 20, they'd find 50. You're saying they found the mother load?
The mother load, a mass grave with 50,000 bodies in it of kids between the ages of 6 and 19 who were given up by their parents to get educated. They were used in tuberculosis experiments.
See, they blame the average white person in American cosmology for all the Indians and experimentation. It's not the average white person. It's evil elites. Israel's done secret tests on Jews. The same crap. The Irish, with the British did it to the Irish kids. They do it to people here. They would do it with blacks because they didn't. People wouldn't listen to them when they said that guy killed my baby. But they did over target them as well. So there is some racism there. But these people, what do you call them? They're just demons. I mean, how do you inject little Irish kids with stuff you know is really going to kill them and call it a vaccine trial?
Well, you have to appreciate, Alex, that this all goes back to Francis Galton, who started eugenics. He was the one who wanted to accelerate. Human evolution he created marriage licenses so that the bureaucrats could interview people. If you were illiterate, they wouldn't issue a marriage license because they didn't want you to have more illiterate children. And so marriage licenses were created by Francis Galton, who is Charles Darwin's brother. And he was sort of he invented the first dating clubs because he wanted to have the first tall women marry the first tall men who were all blonde-haired and blue-eyed.
Yeah, they all interbred for three generations, and almost all of them were born mentally retarded or dead.
Something like that.
I mean, I made a documentary about it. Now, you know everything. You know, I got to have you back for like 3 hours.
Okay, sure.
Listen, I mean, we got more segments, but it's just, it's, you know, because you're saying it word for word, all this history nobody knows, and it's just all dead on. It's all in the book, and also, I mean, they knew 20 years ago, as you write about in the book, where they did these different worm studies and animal studies where they would give them super high nutrient diets, low-calorie diets. You say it's a higher one's what's needed, and that they live three times longer, the worms.
Yes.
The mice live twice as long. One mouse fed the American diet can't walk. The other one, the same age, is running around in circles and live three times as long. I mean, what's going on here?
Well, it's just the basic needs. Again, we talked about earlier in the show, everybody has great genes. But if you're not giving them the raw materials to maximize their ability to achieve the genetic potential, just like a car can go 300,000 miles before you need a new engine. But if you put 6 quarts of water in the crankcase instead of 6 quarts of oil, you might not even go the distance that you would get on a tank of gas. And so you have to do the same thing with your genes. You have to give your genes every nutrient necessary to maximize that potential of 200.
That's like saying I need oxygen to live.
Yes.
You're a conspiracy theorist. So you don't support Common Core 2 plus 2 equals 5?
No, sir. No, 2 plus 2 does not make 5.
God, that's, whoa, you're a little bit of an extremist.
Well, I'm a pathologist, and dead is dead, live is live, and nutritional deficiencies are repeatable, and so this is where I come from. These are repeatable.
You know the studies, hospitals have the worst food of any place.
Absolutely. You want to get sick, you want to die, go to a hospital. In fact, it was a cover article, March 2008, in the AARP Monthly Bulletin. The worst place to be in America when you're sick is an American hospital.
So the truth's coming out, folks. Find the book at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. Epigenetics, the death of the genetic theory of disease transmission. This book is one of the most important ever written.
You've talked about it for a while. Now it's time to get your family the emergency readiness pack it deserves. And there's one site to turn to, toppackgear.com. From large to small, you'll find kits for every purpose, and all of them can be customized by you. Toppackgear.com offers the best pre-built packs the internet has to offer, assembled using only high-quality products vetted by pros and chosen for the best balance of quality and value. Prepare, endure, prevail with toppackgear.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
This is our final final segment with Dr. Wallach, Joel Wallach in studio. This just broke on Infowars.com. Proof Obama, premeditated immigration crisis. A dizzying number of people are leaving their home countries and embarking on a dangerous journey to the U.S. where federal border guards purposely tasked with enforcing immigration law give little resistance. We're going to put a sub-headline in here. FEMA caught stockpiling for the immigrants months ago, and so they were gearing up to cause this big crisis to implode it. Also, don't forget this hour was brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Great, organic, high-quality, non-GMO, storable food and other preparedness items. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And the toll-free number is also on that website if you'd like to be able to give them a call. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And their supporters of the broadcast, obviously. Dr. Wallach, you said in a month or so you'll come back for a full 2 hours and take calls on your book that, again, you think you know it all. You read this, I learned so much more, but also so much deep knowledge that hardly anybody knows. I'm not like one of these elitists that's learned all this knowledge, is on a power trip, and doesn't want other people to have it. That's how the establishment operates. I want other people to have it. And to have the minerals, to have the vitamins, to get the Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsHealth.com, to get our survival shield, Mason Iodine, to know that when they want to slice you and cut you up and all this, and say, well, or we better cut your breast off when you're 10 years old, because you're going to get breast cancer, you're going to die, it's genetic. Well, yeah, if you're not getting the minerals and drinking glyphosate all day, you bet you are. You bet your kids are going to go into puberty at age 6 now because of all the GMO and all the bisphenol A. And we've got to reverse this curse of the weaponized food, the water, the culture. In closing, talk about breast cancer.
Okay, well, breast cancer is a community-inflicted disease. You said it very well there. You can reduce the risk of breast cancer, Alex, by 462% in any individual woman if she totally avoids eating burnt meat. If she cooks her steak medium rare instead of well done, and doctors say eat your meat well done to avoid E. coli and salmonella. I'd rather deal with salmonella and E. coli than I would breast cancer, right? And so I keep it.
They want us to be total wimps. Yeah. Now they want to irradiate all the meat so nothing's in it.
And you can reduce the risk of breast cancer by 462% just by eating the meat cooked medium rare instead of well done. You can reduce your risk of breast cancer by 82% by supplementing with that one mineral, selenium, and that was one of my lawsuits against the FDA, which I prevailed in federal court. And then you can actually increase your risk of prostate cancer by 69% by being selenium deficient. I take a milligram a day. You're supposed to take in 200 micrograms, one-fifth of a milligram, but I take in a milligram, a full 1,000 micrograms a day.
You want total bioavailability.
Exactly. And I just swamp myself to prevent congestive heart failure and a type of dementia that looks like Alzheimer's disease called Korsakoff syndrome, which both congestive heart failure and Korsakoff is a deficiency of a single vitamin. I take 28,000 times the minimum.
We've got 1 minute left. It's all in the book, Epigenetics. But let me just ask this.
Yes.
What about 2 years ago, you guys did the Clemson study we never talk about, with the medical department, what they found with Beyond Tangy Tangerine? I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Oh, Beyond Tangy Tangerine in our original Ultimate Classic, you can reduce the risk of colon cancer by 95%. This was in cell cultures of human cells with colon.
And that's Clemson.
That's Clemson University published. You can reduce the risk of colon cancer. You can actually take colon cancer cells, human cells, infected with colon cancer. You can kill 95% of the cancer with.
And it didn't affect the other cells.
Oh, no.
What's happening there? Just briefly.
Well, cancer cells don't have the same metabolism as normal cells. And, of course, you give them things that will make normal cell happy, kills the cancer cell.
They thrive in a sick environment. I mean, what like that eternal cell line where cancer cells will live in a petri dish forever.
Exactly.
Our cells won't. But then you give them something good for them, it kills them.
Exactly.
That's why vitamin C, I guess, intravenously has been helping so much. Dr. Wallach, Epigenetics, incredible. The book available, InfoWarsHealth.com. Thank you so much for coming to town.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you.
You're amazing. Dr. Jerome Corsi with breaking news on the takeover of Iraq. Bye.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products.
Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say, is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.